echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show, a business podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations innovate and grow value in a digital world. Episode 47, Securing APIs and Applications with Google Cloud and Apigee. In this episode, we'll discuss the best practices and approaches that can help companies secure their applications and APIs against cyber attacks and also satisfy the demands of their customers. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Hood, a digital strategist at Google Cloud. Thank you for listening. We have incredible guests joining us today to discuss application and API security. So let's get them to introduce themselves. Sai?
Hey, folks. Thanks for having me. My name is Sai Charan Vaidyanathan. I'm a cloud solution architect specializing in Apigee with over 15 years of technology experience. At Google Cloud, I provide guidance on solution architectures, which includes best practices on networking, security and automation that helps organizations accelerate their digital transformation journey. I'm also a certified Google architect, network engineer specialist, blog author, and an active DevRel contributor.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sachin Kalra, and I'm a customer engineer helping customers to successfully build their business on Google Cloud Platform. With 15 years of experience, I have advised companies of all stages from startup to Fortune 50 companies on Google Cloud technology and helping them accelerate their delivery of IT. Within Google, I focus on business application platform and I contribute actively to the security solution. I'm also a certified information security professional.
Awesome. So let's actually start where you just ended there. Security solutions, I know when we talk about security, there's any number of areas of security that we could get into. There's different frameworks, there's different processes, there's different technologies, there's even different types of threats. So if we were to really just start at a high level, what's maybe the area that we want to focus on today in terms of what organizations are faced with today?
Absolutely. So I can take a stab at that. So APIs, they have arguably become the preferred method for building modern applications, especially when we talk about mobile applications or when we talk about applications leveraging Internet of Things devices. Though the concept of pulling information into program from outside source is not a new one, but an evolving app development method and the pressure to innovate means some organization may not have grasped the potential risk involved in making their APIs publicly available. So that's where what we have seen organizations, they have been taking an approach to have a security control framework in place that expand across the organization, touching upon different aspects of security. And we are here not talking about just APIs or just app. We are talking about controls which revolves around physical security of the data center. We are talking about the administrative controls. We are also talking about the technical controls.
Sure. And Sai, we talk a lot about APIs just in general. I mean, they're everywhere. We know that most applications and digital experiences leverage APIs in some way. And I think part of what we want to get into is the customer side of this. There's increasingly a demand that customers' data is going to be more secure and that what they're engaging with is more secure. How would you explain this to individuals who are looking at it from maybe a business perspective?
Enterprises across the globe are seeing a surging demand for digital experience from their customers, employees, and partners. So as a consequence of this surge in demand, enterprises are also experiencing an increased pressure to increase their security footprint to make sure that the technical infrastructure is protecting against cyber attacks. Like if you see the different numbers that we've seen, about 69% in 2020 has increased when it came to cyber attacks. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, this number came in from the previous year, right? We just got this in 2020. Similarly, there's another recent study that shows that 55% of the organization experience a DDoS attack at least every month. So these are some scary numbers, right? And you really need to make sure that your infrastructure and your data is not compromised. And this is exactly what the customers are asking and they reach out to us for. And this is where we implement solutions, not only thinking about exposing the data, but exposing those data in a fast manner, but without compromising security. So this is precisely the conversation that we have with most of our customers when they talk about exposing data.
Yeah, and Sai, to continue with that, we're not seeing this necessarily different for any one industry. Across, say, healthcare and retail, finance, they all need security, maybe in different types of applications, but behind the scenes, it's pretty much all the same, right?
Yes and no. So yes, data is important. Data breach is what we hear all over the news, especially on the cyber news. But there are some bifurcations in terms of how different lines of business operate. Like you've got the PCI compliance, you've got the HIPAA compliance, you've got different compliances for different verticals or horizontals of different market out there. And it is extremely important that you use the data and use them correctly in these appropriate data sets. There are variations, and we need to be wary about what is changing, what is happening in those compliances.
So here I am again, a customer. I have an application. I want to talk to my doctor. I want to log into my bank account. I want to buy something online. I've got credit card information. And that security is coming in the form of the application that I'm engaged with, which goes back to Sachin, what you're talking about is really around the APIs and the applications having a security mechanism that works well together.
Absolutely, Chris. So you made a right point. So when we talk about security, we see security from a broader lens perspective. And what I mean by that is we recommend customers to take the defense in depth approach, or what we call it as a layered security. So application is the interface using which customers interact with the backend systems or services. But when we talk about the layered security, we are not just talking about securing that particular application and how users are accessing that particular application. We are also talking about how do we ensure the network is secure where the data is being transferred from. We are talking about application security, which focuses on keeping the software and the devices free of threats. We are talking about information security. How can we ensure the confidentiality of the data that is being passed through that particular application? And more importantly, we are also talking about the operational security, which talks about the processes and the decisions that an organization need to make for handling and protecting the data assets. So overall, when we talk about security, we have to take into consideration all these aspects of security. And that is what makes up a complete framework for an organization, which comprises, as I mentioned, of what I call it as a PAT, which is physical, your assets, and your technology.
Now, I'm an executive listening to this episode right now, and I'm thinking, I've seen on the news a lot about areas such as ransomware and organizations coming to a halt because maybe there's a vulnerability somewhere else within their organization. And we've definitely have seen how APIs can better support even that type of protection. But when you're talking about all these different areas where APIs can improve the general security of an organization, are we really talking about the entire breadth of every possible threat that's out there?
Absolutely. So I can take that, Chris. And that's a wonderful question. So normally businesses, they use APIs to connect services and to transfer data. Now, broken, exposed, or hacked API can expose sensitive data. Now, the data can be around medical, it can be around the financial data, or it can be the personal data for public consumption. Now, that said, not all the data is same, and not all the data should be protected in the same manner. And that's a really important point. Now, how organizations approach API security will depend upon the kind of data that is being transferred, right? So today we see most of the organizations already have measures in place to combat as well as mitigate very well-known attacks like cross-site scripting attack. You talk about the injection attacks, the distributed denial of services attack, and others that can target APIs. So it is not one size fit all approach when it comes to securing your API. So we need to take into consideration what kind of data that we are protecting, what kind of data is public in nature, and to what degree we need to protect that data. And that's where the defense in depth approach comes into the play. I also want to add some of the statistics to what Sai mentioned, right? So we are seeing an increase in the number of scan and exploit attacks today. And you will be surprised when I tell you that 16.7% of the bots are highly sophisticated bots these days, meaning by these are the sophisticated programs that can mimic human activity to a very larger extent. So we need to have stronger mechanism in place to ensure that we are protecting APIs and thereby protecting the data for which these APIs are meant for. And there are so many different mechanisms to put in place when we talk about securing these APIs.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. We start to think about artificial intelligence, machine learning, that is being used for threats against a lot of organizations where the bots are constantly attacking systems to try to find vulnerabilities, and they're programmed with that intelligence baked in. We have to also be able to counter that with our own intelligence, and that AI machine learning on top of APIs to support that is really intriguing. I think Google and Google Cloud is specifically spending a lot of time in that area. And one of the areas I know that we get a lot of questions around is WAAP, Web Application and API Protection. Sai, can you further dive into exactly how Google Cloud looks at WAAP?
Before I get into WAAP, you made a great point about bot, right? I'd like to double click a little bit on that as well. So
sure.
Bots have two sides. There is a good bot and a bad bot. You could automate a bot to do good things for you. But at the same time, there are bots out there that can do screen scraping and get a lot of information that you do not want to be leaked or compromised. So it's very important that as part of these algorithms, the machine learning techniques that we build to identify bots, it's very important to understand what the good and the bad bots are. You don't need the false positives, or you need to identify what the false positives are and tweak your machine learning such that it understands what is a good versus what is a bad bot, right? So now getting back to WAAP, WAAP stands for Web Application and API Protection. This is a comprehensive GCP solution for security that is defined for securing not only your API layer, but your security layer as well. So WAAP is basically consisting of GCP products like Apigee, CloudArmor, ReCAPTCHA Enterprise. So these are the three major GCP products that basically constitutes the solution. CloudArmor is your WAAP layer, which is more of a web application firewall that helps and protects your backend from things like DDoS, geofencing, attacks, bad bots, and all of that. It makes sure that it is doing it all at the edge layer, at the edge network, at the Google's very front end, so that it can still protect your backends, right? It doesn't want to bombard your backends with a lot of calls coming in. So that's what CloudArmor offers. And on top, ReCAPTCHA Enterprise and Apigee. Now let's talk about ReCAPTCHA. ReCAPTCHA is mainly for your application security, where I'm sure most of us have seen and heard of ReCAPTCHA, right? ReCAPTCHA is that one thing that says that are you a human or not, right? You got to click different pictures to identify yourself as a human before you could authorize yourself into the application. So this has gone to a next level where you've got APIs that kind of creates risk scores from different patterns that it understands and defines if you're a human or a bot. So this is a risk score that is between 0 to 1. Where 0 being least preferable versus 1 being more preferred, 1 being more human or more safe. So this ReCAPTCHA score is something that would be attached for any API call or for any application call that is being made. Now, in this solution, you could configure or tweak your CloudArmor policy to look for that score. And if the score is between a given number, you could allow the call to the backend or to your application, or you could restrict it right at the front. So this is an integration that is available out of the box between CloudArmor and ReCAPTCHA to help mitigate from bot attacks. Now, the last aspect is Apigee, which is the API security layer, where you could define what your API securities are in terms of tokens, in terms of message bombs, in terms of content level attacks, DOS attacks, and any other infiltration that you could have, like SQL attacks, any other OWASP that is more of a layer 7 message threats, right? So that is where Apigee adds a lot of flavor to it. So this is how it constitutes kind of a web application and API security using these three products working together. It's better together.
And when we start to think about all of those products working together, better together, as you say, to further protect businesses and their applications, Sachin, do we have any best practices? Or maybe a flip side of this is, do we have any anti-patterns of areas where we should think about before implementing?
Yeah, that's a good one, Chris. Yeah, definitely. We do have best practices and we do have recommendations which talks about various patterns and more importantly, some of the anti-patterns in terms of how organizations should be taking care of security for an end-to-end perspective. Now, just to talk about few of the security patterns or security best practices, one of the use cases that I want to pick up is number one, organizations can use Google Cloud Armor as the WAF layer with Apigee. So that's one of the pattern that I will that I would like to bring to everybody's notice, wherein organizations can add Google Cloud Armor to the overall security architecture to increase the security parameter. Right. So Google Cloud Armor, as Sai mentioned, is it's part of the Google load balancing infrastructure for our customer, and it provides a very strong web application firewall capabilities to help prevent various threat vectors that exist today, primarily from a DDoS perspective. Cloud Armor can front-end Apigee and it can protect the Apigee backend. The second pattern, which is more noticeable, is around WAP, wherein you can have Cloud Armor and ReCAPTCHA and Apigee working in parallel, protecting all the applications as well as the APIs in a very seamless manner. The value proposition of this particular pattern is that the solution components, they integrate really well with each other. So as an organization, you can use WAP as one single solution to address your end-to-end security need. While we are talking of the WAP, I just want to emphasize on the fact that Google itself uses WAP to protect its public-facing services against web application exploits, right? The fraudulent bot activity, the API targeted threats, so on and so forth. And Google's public property, we work at really big scale. So we have now opened this service for our customers so that our customers can leverage the same security solution that we are practicing internally as well. And this pattern, the Google Cloud WAP pattern, marks the shift from siloed to a unified application protection. And this is one of the recommendation and one of the best security patterns that we had been seeing working with our customers as well.
I can add one more best practice, the approach of including Cloud CDN to your mix of architecture. Cloud CDN is basically your caching layer that is also going to be on your front-end layer on the Google's Edge network, where you can start caching responses. And if there are frequently accessed data, you can actually use CDN to cache that data and respond to the clients using that caching layer, and then support and protect your backends from frequent calls. So that is another pattern that we've seen used widely. Especially when you're accessing data that doesn't change quite often, it's a good practice to cache them and then use that upfront, because it's going to reduce your network cost, your overall latency, and protect your backend from frequent reads.
So we talked about a couple of technologies in here: Apigee, ReCAPTCHA, Cloud Armor, Cloud CDN. If I was to be putting together an architecture around security and I needed to figure out a way, same thing, best practice maybe, to put all of this together, could I do it with one of these products? Obviously, they work better together, but would it be better to have Apigee and ReCAPTCHA or Apigee and Cloud Armor? If I had to pick and choose between these, which are the best, which are the most optimal? Or should we just really consider this as a full and complete package?
This is more of a prescriptive question, right? So I'll probably go and ask, which is your burning question at this given point of time? Do you want to basically protect your APIs or application? Because they have their own specific functionalities for which they work together. Like as Sachin mentioned, Cloud Armor is your WAF layer, right? So if you really want to get protection against DDoS attacks or OWASP or any other those threat vectors, then you need to have Cloud Armor. ReCAPTCHA is meant for bot and fraudulent attack protections. So if you have those kind of use case, that's when you use ReCAPTCHA. And for Apigee, Apigee is more of layer 7 API level protection, where you really can get into the level of what the API payload is and see if it needs to be, if it's got any attacks or if it's being breached, right? So that is where Apigee adds more value. So if we know they can work together, or you could pick and choose two out of the three together to start off and then include the third. And that's the best part of this. You could integrate any number of products as you go along and as you mature in your API transformation.
And also, Chris, I would like to add a couple of value add of this approach that Sai just talked about. So maybe I can touch upon the top three value proposition that our customers and our can look into. So the number one is the Google Cloud WAAP solution. It provides a very comprehensive solution that meets an organization's end-to-end security need. And when I say end-to-end, I'm talking about a security that will cover the apps application security as well as the API security. So with all the three components working together, customers can rest assured that they are able to provide end-to-end security for their applications as well as the APIs. The second value proposition is that the WAAP solution, it helps organizations simplify their operation, right? So Google Cloud WAAP addresses various issues when it comes to simplifying the operation by reducing the number of vendors to work with, right? So it's a one single solution that can meet different security need that an organization had. And third is it helps you to reduce the overall cost. So having to utilize multiple vendors and point products for different types of threats result in a higher acquisition and an operational cost. So that is where Google Cloud WAAP solution can help customer benefit from a solution that can meet an end-to-end security need for our customers.
And we're definitely seeing this impact of a lot of our customers. I mentioned ransomware earlier. One of our customers actually had a major ransomware attack. And in that process, they began to look at their internal processes and policies and technologies and went through an entire digital transformation, all wrapped around WAAP and the ability to bring in more precise security measures directly because they learned in that process. They evolved and found out how the value, as you just mentioned, could substantially grow and protect their businesses and their customers at the same time. So this isn't necessarily just us talking about some theoretical activities here. We have real-world examples that are proving this on a daily basis.
That is so true, Chris. I mean, we have customers who are using Google WAAP solutions or the patterns that Sai talked about across different industries. So we have a presence in the retail vertical. We have banks who are using the WAAP solution while they were launching a new microservices-based payment applications. We have healthcare customers who are responsible for providing a telemedicine portal, right? Especially during the COVID times, so they are using the Google Cloud WAAP solution. We have video streaming organizations leveraging the WAAP solution to provide a secure streaming experience to the end consumers. Lastly, we have airline company who is using the Google security platform or security solutions to protect their reservation website from OWASP's top 10 risk. So the point that I'm trying to drive home is as more and more organizations accelerate their digital transformation journey, and as business processes and commerce rely on the digital interactions, the need for a heightened level of security and protection has risen significantly high. And now moving to a unified application protection using Google Cloud WAAP solution is helping organizations deliver improved threat prevention, greater operational efficiencies, and more importantly, a consolidated visibility and telemetry for our customers. And that is where the real value proposition of Google Cloud WAAP solution comes into the play.
Plus one to that, because it's a one-stop shop solution for everything. You just log into the GCP console and configure, and then you get everything in one place. You're not using different products, going into different systems, accessing different data, and then making them to work together, right? So it's all in one place, and it just coherently works together.
So all compelling, all very interesting. Where do I start?
I would go back and say what is to basically list what is the need of your R, right? We have the solution that is you could just use one or two of the four, or you could use all of them, as Sachin mentioned earlier, right? It depends on what is the landscape and what is the security threat that you have at this given point of time. It doesn't matter if you use WAAP, it is comprehensive and it's going to take a lot of time to implement. They're all quick stop solutions. They can work in tandem and you can keep complementing other products on top. So you start slow and then add everything. That is an approach you could take, or you could go big bang, right? So you could do either. So it all depends on what is that you need and then prescribe it accordingly. The other thing that I like to call out is there is a blog post and there is also a best practice guide that we have that talks about all the different patterns. It's available on our cloud solution page in Google Cloud. You can look it under Cloud Architecture Group and just search for best practice guide for securing your APIs. There was also a post that gives a quick heads up of what those different patterns are. And if you want to dive deep, you can obviously reach out to us.
I just want to add one more comment, Chris, here to what Sai mentioned. Security should be added at the development stage itself, right? It should not be an after effect of a solution, right? So security should be built in as you are developing a solution or as you are implementing a solution. And that requires a security culture. And organizations who have been really successful in securing their assets and securing their data, they have practiced to include security right at the SDLC level itself.
Awesome. And all of the resources that Sai mentioned, we'll make sure that we have those listed on the resource section of this episode's podcast. So you can find that back at thatdigitalshow.com. Find this episode and you'll be able to see all of those links, blog posts, and other resources that go into a lot more detail on this particular subject. So thank you both. Appreciate it. It was a wonderful conversation. Glad to have you here and to shed some light on security.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure.
And thanks to all of you who are listening. If you would like to learn more about the show, or if you have comments or ideas for the show, connect with us throughout social media and join us next week as we explore another innovation topic on That Digital Show. Thanks for listening.